All right, let's bring in the guy. Let's bring in him in right now. Here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Don't give me any grief. We told you back on Friday, Sunday was not going to be good.
It was terrible with the temperature. Didn't get over about 48, 49 here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come out this morning and it's still spitting.
Yeah, I know. This is just low-level moisture. There's nothing measurable in this. I think it'll turn partly cloudy today. How much sun we get is really very, very up in the air, to use the old pun. Because this is like, you know, again, we have this onshore flow coming in off the ocean that's going to just keep low clouds around at this time of the year. The sun is not as strong as it would be in September to burn it off. So we could easily wind up cloudy all day long today. And the high is 60 to 65. It's definitely cloudy tonight, mid-40s. Look at this. Cloudy with light rain and or drizzle tomorrow, mid-50s. Cloudy with showers Wednesday, mid-60s. Rain for Thursday, trick-or-treaters, mid-60s. Some of that rain heavy Thursday night into Friday. Friday, showers, blustery, cold one, falling back to the 50s. The weekend looks fair, but chilly.
Now, did you see, and someone posted it, making fun of the National Weather Service new computer model. A couple of days ago, 3 or 4 days ago, it had two runs in a row that showed a possible snowstorm.
Yep.
And a couple of people, meteorologists, posted it and said, this is definitely an outlier, but it's still scary because it gave the indication for 2 days in a row. Is the model that bad?
Yes. Two runs in a row. And the reason why I know about this, normally I would not look ahead to November 8th, 9th. My sister on Long Island is throwing a small little fall dinner party just for the family. And it's the 9th. And I see this Saturday. And I was talking to her about it. I said, listen, I don't want you to get excited about this or nervous. I said, but the new American GFS model is forecasting snow for us on Saturday. She says, oh, it's 3 weeks away. And she said, and how reliable is that? I said, not. So then Sunday came yesterday. She called me. She says, would that model do? And I said, it's still forecasting snow. She says, really? I said, yeah, don't worry about it. It's going to back off. So yesterday afternoon it did. Yeah. It backed off 100%. It went from a nor'easter to nothing but fair and chilly. So that's what I've been telling you about consistency here. There is none. There is none. And we are definitely going to be flying by the seat of our pants this winter. Believe me, folks, when I tell you that. But in the meantime, what will happen is it will get colder by the end of this week. Let's put it this way, by the new month of November. And this is going to be a chilly weekend coming up. Some of the advantages of that is the fact that you get an extra hour of sleep. The clocks go back 1 hour this weekend.
On Saturday? So, is it Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday morning or Sunday morning?
Well, it's Sunday morning, yeah. Really. But you'll turn your clocks back Saturday night, so you get an extra hour of sleep. And because the National Weather Service stays on standard time, and that's where we get all of our information from, all of our maps and data will come in an hour earlier, and that's great just in time for the winter.
All right. Now, well, I guess what I need to know, the Sharon Audubon event was canceled on Sunday, okay?
Because right.
And it's postponed till this Sunday. So what does this Sunday look like?
Well, if you want to buy the American, the GFS American model, there's going to be a typhoon with blizzard conditions. No, I'm just kidding. Right now, it does look like it would be brisk and chilly. I won't call it cold. Brisk and chilly with sun and clouds. And I would say high temperatures around 50, right. Maybe 50. So mainly in the 40s.
So that's okay. It's a fall festival weekend. They got kids are like that. I don't know if they'll do their Halloween. The cute thing that they normally did is they did a, you know, kids wore costumes, and then there was a costume parade after everything. But so it looks okay for this Sunday, for the right now.
This Sunday looks fine. Yeah, unfortunately, as I said, Thursday for the trick or treat is not looking good right now. There's still time to fine tune it, but it's not looking good. So you know, we got a lot of rain yesterday. We could easily get a lot of rain again Thursday evening. So
yeah, we had about an inch and a half of rain here, a little right around in between.
That was the average. An inch to an inch and a half was the average.
Yeah.
I think White Plains had over 2 inches.
Yeah,
I'm not far from White Plains. I measured 1.56. Yeah. And I made sure that my rain gauge bucket was cleaned out of all the pine cone needles before it rained.
That's right.
Because that's the only problem I have here. The pine cone needles, they drop into the bucket, and even though it's got a strainer on the top of it, there's so many pine cone needles in there, it blocks the rain. So I have to go out there with a ladder and get all the way up. It's up high. Go up there with a ladder and clean the bucket out all the time. But anyhow, two movies I watched yesterday.
Which ones?
One that I had recommended to you quite a while ago when I got back from the trip, that I had watched it on the plane. It's a psychological thriller, and it's called Greta. You could see that on demand on HBO if you have that. Do you have HBO?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, on demand. Watch it. You'll love it. Greta, I watched it again yesterday. It really would be the kind of movie I would like to do for selfish reasons. There really is only two characters in the whole movie. I mean, there's three. Let's stretch it. There's three. I could deal with that, but we're not doing any more full-length movies, so that's out. But watch that. And then, by chance, I came across this other movie called Widows with Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Yes, right. He's in it. He's not the star, but he's in it. You would find that very good. It's called Widows.
All right.
So you have two movies for Marshall and any of you. Would like to, if you like psychological thrillers, Greta is the one.
Well, I found a new show that I've never seen before. That's a sci-fi show, which is actually pretty good. And it's called Warehouse 13. And it's fun to watch because, once again, they add humor into the plot line. And it's a fun show to watch, and I think there's already three seasons under the belt, and I'm halfway through season number one. It's enjoyable. It's a fun thing to watch.
Okay.
Warehouse 13. You'll notice some stars in there that you've seen in the past, and other people. But it's fun to watch.
And what channel is that on?
It's if you've got Amazon Prime,
I have Amazon Prime.
Just do a search for Warehouse 13.
Warehouse 13. Okay.
That's it. Warehouse 13. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And they're half hour shows, or they're hour shows. I don't know. But they go by quick. So.
Do you watch that other series that's on? I think it's on FX. It's on Wednesday night. It's that thriller. I mean, Jessica Lange was in one of them. It's on every week. It's a continuing thing. I forget what it's called.
No.
My sister used to watch. Well, this year, it's a gory one. It's very gory. But what they're
American
pretty much
doing, is that American Psycho?
You got American, yeah, right, something like that. American, yeah, American Horror Story.
Horror Story, yeah. No, you know what? I used to watch it, but when 1 year it was so bizarre, it was even beyond me, and I never went back to it.
Yeah, and that's how it is this year. It's gory, but they're making fun. Basically, what they're doing is making fun at all the different horror movies. who's in it? The guy from Glee. Remember the coach from Glee?
Yeah.
He's in it. I'm trying to remember who else is in it. And he's got black hair with a mustache in this one, so you have to look real close. I watch it. Because I DVR, I watch it. But truthfully, I don't know. I think it lost its, like a lot of these shows, they just lose it after a while. You know, you can't just keep going on and on and on. What is it? I can't even think of the name that I used to watch, Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, okay. Well, you just got fed up because what's-his-name was on it. Former White House press secretary.
Oh, please. He should have been off. He should have been off 3 weeks ago. They sent Christine home. She was so much better than him. But, you know, we said this once before, Marshall. It's a popularity contest. Yeah. It's not a dancing contest. Yeah. So, anyhow.
Right. Well, we won't dance around the weather. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
That sounds mighty good.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.